Wonder Soul.
Wonder Soul.
Wonder Soul.
Wonder Soul.
I think probably nothing will teach you more than just experimenting. Do as many different things as you have the nerve to do. Shoo, just go for it. There. Sometimes you learn more from mistakes than you do from trying so hard. So anytime you make a mistake, before you get upset with it, look at it. Sometimes those mistakes turn into be the best learning devices we have. There we are. And I mentioned on one of the other shows, maybe even a different series, I don't remember, I get letters from people who say they're just not satisfied with what they're doing, that their paintings just, they're just not coming out the way they want them. And I think if there's a secret to human nature, it's the fact that we aren't satisfied. We're never satisfied. I hope you're absolutely plagued with dissatisfaction through your whole life. Because if you are, you'll always strive to do better.
Welcome everyone to another episode of Wonder Soul, episode 119. This episode is going to be about a legend, a myth, the painter god, Bob Ross. Yes, we're going to be sitting down discussing this man's life, his passion, and his style and technique. A lot of different things that I think a lot of people do not know about him, because I know that I didn't know. I just recently discovered him within the last year, I would say. Probably on Twitch, YouTube, stuff like that. Obviously, the Deadpool 2 trailer kind of led me to wonder, like, okay, what is this about? If you guys haven't seen that trailer, it's basically Deadpool. He's dressed up like Bob Ross. He's doing a painting and stuff. And yeah, I didn't understand the reference at the time, but now I do. And yeah, Bob Ross, even now, after passing away in 1995, unfortunately, at the age of 52, he is still super popular and an icon within pop culture at the moment, especially now within the ASMR world, which is like, you know, all the sounds and the whispers and all that stuff. And you can understand why. The man's voice and the way he carries himself is very soothing and relaxing. But we'll get into all of that in this episode. And I just wanted to say thank you for supporting the podcast. And so where do we begin? Well, where you begin all stories, at the beginning. So, Bob Ross was born October 29th, 1942. Many know him as a painter, as a instructor or teacher, and obviously a television host from his show, The Joy of Painting, that was on PBS here in the United States and also in Canada and some other places like Europe and Latin America. So, what about Bob Ross got him into painting? Why is he the way he is? Why does he like nature and landscapes? You know, what's up with that? What led to all that? Well, I'm about to give you some kind of insight, because the man was a very private person, to say the least. And so that also led to people like me and like other people that wanted to know more about him, what made him who he is. Before I recorded this episode, I went on Twitter, the Wonder Soul Twitter account, which you can follow us there and stay up to date. But I posted this tweet that said, "What would you like to know about Bob Ross?" And I had some responses. Here's one from Becoming Friends Podcast. I want to know more about Bob Squirrels. I seem to remember him having pets, but why? And Assorted Goods, they responded and said, I want to know why he always painted landscapes. Well, I hope that I can answer everybody's questions. And I think it's very interesting when we break it down. So, like I said, Bob Ross was born in 1942. He was born in Daytona Beach, Florida. And here's your answer about the animals and pets, okay? So Bob Ross's family growing up was not the riches, okay? And if anybody who's ever had to struggle financially or anything like that, you know that you have to entertain yourself any way that you can. For Bob, it was taking care of animals, mostly injured animals. Some were armadillos, some were snakes, and even alligators. But you would see later on in the show that he would have squirrels, like Peapod, the pocket squirrel, and just numerous different animals. Like I remember watching an episode recently, and there was an owl on there. It just, you know, there was no boundaries when it came to taking care of this wildlife, because there was something about nature and animals that Bob was very in tune with and had a soft spot for. And so anytime he could help, he seemed to take advantage of that. So, but moving ahead, actually, this is a fact that I don't think a lot of people know about. Bob Ross actually dropped out of high school, and in ninth grade, he dropped out to work as a carpenter with his father, Jack Ross. And, this is another little thing that I don't think many people knew about. He lost part of his, left index finger while helping out his father as a carpenter. And if you watch a clip of him, like in the Joy painting, you can notice where he's holding the palette. That his finger, you can start to, you know, pick up like, oh, there's something wrong there. But it never affected his paintings. It never affected anything like that. But it's also very interesting. You know, sometimes when things like that happen, it would really discourage other people. It seems like he just kind of adapted around it. And I'm not encouraging people to drop out of school or anything like that. But I have noticed with certain people that are creative, that are intelligent, that they did drop out of school or something happened along that road. So stay in school, everybody. But, you know, I just wanted to mention that. But here at the age of 18, Bob Ross does something that I bet nobody expected. And if you only know Bob Ross as the happy painter that he is, you would never have guessed that he served 20 years in the United States Air Force. Yes, like at the age of 18, Bob signed up. It was 1961, and he enlisted into the Air Force. So he served in the military. He did medical records technician as his job, and he actually rose up in ranks to master sergeant. And served as the first sergeant of the U.S. Air Force Clinic of Ellison Air Force Base in Alaska. But this moment in Bob's life is crucial to the man that we all know and love. And that is when he was in Alaska, that's where a lot of the inspiration for the landscapes and the nature that he paints on the canvases that we see in the Joy painting. That's where, being in the military, he said he had to be the tough guy, the mean guy, the guy that, you know, tells you to go clean the latrines or make your bed and do all that stuff. He had to be really stern. So he said that after that experience, he was never going to raise his voice again, and he was going to try not to yell again. So that's where we get the soft-spoken Bob Ross. It's actually the effect of being the opposite of that for so many years. But spending all those years in Alaska also was the inspiration for the art. So there you go. There are two big, you know, things that affected him and crafted him into the person that we know. So, yeah, he spent 20 years in the military, and how did he get into painting? That's the other big question, right? So, he developed a taste for painting after attending an art class in Anchorage. He found himself frequently at odds with many of his painting instructors who were more interested in abstract painting. So like Ross would say, they tell you what makes a tree, but they wouldn't tell you how to make a tree. So he must have been frustrated with the techniques. You know, we've all had teachers going to school that just took something that we probably would be interested in, but the way they went about teaching us, it was very, you know, hit or miss, mostly miss, right? So it's not that you don't understand the concepts, it's just the way the teacher is presenting the concepts. It just doesn't land right. So anyways, that's where Bob Ross would come across a man and painter named Bill Alexander. Okay, so Bill Alexander and Bob Ross, their dynamic in relationship at first is really good. Basically, Bill is a person who passed on this technique known as the wet-on-wet technique, the one that you see him use in the joy painting when he's crafting those landscapes in like under 30 minutes. And so Bill had his own show, and it was called The Magic of Oil Painting. And Bob Ross was just working as a part-time bartender when he saw the show. And so anyways, he got inspired to check out this technique. And the wet-on-wet technique allowed him to finish a painting in such a short amount of time that he began selling Alaskan landscape paintings on the inside of novelty gold pans. So he was able to, in his free time, during his breaks, to literally whip up a nice masterpiece of a painting in such a short amount of time, and he was able to kind of hustle and sell those out. And before you know it, his income from selling those paintings would actually, now this is the crazy part, he made more money at one point selling those paintings than he was making in the military. So just imagine that. So what are you going to do? So 1981, Bob Ross retires from the military. He's like, I'm done. Thank you. I did my time. I served, you know, my country. Thank you, Air Force, but I'm out. So, you know, with 20 years of service, with the rank of Master Sergeant, Bob Ross is free to pursue his painting dreams and career, right? So Bob Ross finds himself back in Florida. So after spending so much time away and in Alaska, he's back at Florida and he studied painting under Bill Alexander. He joined the Alexander Magic Art Supplies Company and became a traveling salesman and tutor. But here's where another life-changing event happened. So Annette Kowalski, and I'm pretty sure I butchered the hell out of that name, okay? Sorry about that. Well, she attended one of his sessions. And after that session, she became convinced that Bob Ross was something special and that she tried to persuade him and ended up being successful, telling him that, hey, you could do this on your own. Like, you have a great opportunity here. And so she was so convinced in his talent that she invested her life savings. And at this time, Bob Ross was married, and both of them, him and his wife, also invested. And so he tried to do his own thing. And here's another little fun fact about Bob Ross. What are some of the things that you think about when you think of this man? Other than his beautiful paintings, other than his soothing, relaxing voice and his catchphrases, his hair, his poofy, permed, almost circular afro hair that just stands out. It's so iconic, right? Well, that wasn't like a thing to do on purpose. And actually, it's actually been noted that later on in Bob Ross's career, he actually didn't like that style, but it became so synonymous with who he was as a brand and company that he had to keep it. But it was actually a cost-cutting measure. That's right. He just would go away from his regular crew cut haircuts because they were just too expensive. And at this point, you're trying to start your own thing. You gotta save up some money and you can't spend it on certain things. But, you know, it's funny that that became so a part of what we envision when we think of him and how uncomfortable he was with that style. And, you know, just he had to take that L, though. He kept it along the whole time. But this is where we get into the joy painting. That's where we get into the show that really blasted him into pop culture, into popularity, because at that point, he's just trying to do his own thing. Well, the joy of painting is something that's unclear as far as its origins. A lot of the time, you can look into some other things, but from what I was able to, you know, pick up, I couldn't find anything super clear. But the show ran from January 11th, 1983 to May 17th, 1994. And that's where you can see reruns on Twitch every weekend. You can find the Bob Ross YouTube channel and there's episodes on there. you know, and him being on PBS, I don't know about you. I grew up watching a lot of PBS. And Bob Ross kind of gives off this painter, Mr. Rogers neighborhood vibe. And so it just felt right to have that show on that broadcast network, right? So with the help of Annette and Walt Kowalski, Ross built a $15 million business, people. Bob Ross Inc., okay? Selling his line of art supplies and how-to books and marketing painting classes taught by instructors trained in the Bob Ross method. It was crazy. So it took some time and he had to go through many different paths in life, but he eventually got to be what we know him as. And this brand was created over time with the help of friends and those who were very passionate and encouraging of his talents and his ability to spread the joy of painting, right? So when it comes to painting and his techniques, though, they are very easy to apply and to teach. The wet-on-wet oil painting technique that he's famous for, thanks to Bill Alexander and many others, it was just perfect for teaching people who were new to painting and also allowing people with some experience to develop their skills, because from the beginning of the program, he kept the selection of tools and colors very simple so that you and I, the viewer, would not have to make large investments of money and have to worry about, oh, I can't do this. I need this and this and that. No, it was very easy to enter and try out. And if it didn't work out for you, well, you didn't spend a ton of money on it or a ton of time. And he would frequently recommend odorless paint thinner. And, you know, he just had his little things that he would do from painting knives, and which he definitely used as far as painting trees, clouds, mountains, and water in a matter of seconds. And just like the way that he would go about painting and starting these with simple strokes that appeared as nothing more than smudges of color. And then he would just add layers and layers to it. And so he was doing simple things, but the product that came out of it was so complex and beautiful and detailed. But this is something that I think a lot of people don't know, and I don't want to pop anybody's bubbles. Well, when you watch Joy Painting, it looks like Bob is just coming off the top of the dome, using his imagination and creating this beautiful image. Well, there was actually like three paintings, okay? So the one that we see him painting is the second one. The first one was painted prior to the taping of the show, and it's set off to the side, off camera, and it was kind of used as reference. So he had an idea. He spent like the night before coming up with the idea of what he wanted to paint. So he would reference that first painting. He would do the second one for us. And then after the taping of the show, he would paint a third one that was used as a step-by-step guide for his how-to instructional books and stuff like that by, you know, taking pictures and just kind of use those to put in those books. So there's like three paintings of the same kind of painting. So that's really interesting. And I hope that that doesn't disappoint anybody who was like, oh man, this man just whips up all these beautiful landscapes like it's nothing. I mean, yes, he does, but it's not like a freestyle. He's like a rapper who wrote his lyrics down and then freestyled it a little bit, you know. But you'll hear him in the joy painting. He'll say, all right, let's try something a little crazy. Let's be brave here. Let's do this. I don't know if that's really just him just changing up some things. Like he looked at the second painting and he's like, or the first one, and he's like, I want to do this instead, you know. But I thought that was interesting. And like I was mentioning before, him and Bill Alexander, their relationship, as much as it felt like Bob had Bill's support throughout even Bob Ross's surge in popularity, near the end, that kind of went away, I guess. I think Bill Alexander got jealous of, you know, the popularity of Bob, you know, because let's be honest, Bill had come up with a lot of that technique or was known for it before Bob. But Bob was like this trinity of different things. Not only was he a good painter, but he was a good people person, and like his style and techniques were amplified because of the person he was. His personality let all of that shine through. And I think near the end, Bill was jealous and envious of that, and was kind of jaded towards the end, and felt like Bob had betrayed him. So that's sad. But I've heard that in a mentor-apprenticeship relationship, there will come a time where if you're learning something from someone, if they see that you're progressing past them, there is going to be this moment where, you know, things might not end well. And that's unfortunate, but it is what it is. But like I said, the style that Bob Ross had was what really made him popular. You know, from his catchphrases like happy little trees, to beat the devil out of it when he's, you know, cleaning off the brush, to his look, right? His whole blue jeans, button-down t-shirt, and just like how he was very minimalistic with his approach to painting, and even the set. Like, look at the set when you watch the Joy painting. It's got that black backdrop, and that's all that there is. It's him, the canvas, and that black backdrop, and you, the viewer, me. And I had heard where there was going to be like a log cabin set at one point, but they kind of threw that idea out the window so that, you know, it could be a more intimate experience. And honestly, you didn't want to be distracted by all the things going on in the background. It allowed us to really just focus on what Bob was doing. And so I think that was the best thing that they could have done. Some people might look at it and think, oh, that's pretty cheap. But, you know, honestly, that's what really brought out some of the best of Bob Ross, because we were able to really get to know him and have this one-on-one. And, you know, just so laid back. There was this quote here where he said, I got a letter from somebody here a while back, and they said, Bob, everything in your world seems to be happy. That's for sure. That's why I paint. It's because I can create the kind of world that I want, and I can make this world as happy as I want it. Shoot, if you want bad stuff, watch the news. And that's just perfect. You know, I'm assuming from all of his experiences in life, like all of us, you know, the world can be a nasty place. Turn on the news, like he said, and you'll see it. So if we can get the opportunity to create something that's positive and uplifting and that can make you feel happy and bring joy, why not? You know, we have enough of that other nasty stuff out there. So, you know, we need more joy in this world, and we need more people that can make us feel good. So The landscapes, right? Like I was saying, all that inspiration he got from Alaska, that came from, you know, the mountains that he saw, the lakes, the snow, the log cabin scenes, all that's from Alaska. That's where, you know, lately after watching Bob Ross, I've been feeling this urge to spend time outdoors. I want to go camping when it starts cooling down. I want to spend more time going outside and walking. Even if it's just me going outside, putting on my headphones and listening to another podcast or some music and just getting some fresh air. I know a lot of us spend a lot of time indoors. And even though Bob wasn't literally outside, unless you saw him with animals, because they would have film and footage of that. But his paintings were just so captivating as far as being like these windows that you can look through and see the outdoors and see nature at its finest. And I think that that was really cool that he could literally take us from blank canvas to finished product in such a short amount of time and also instruct and teach us step by step of how he's doing it, why he's doing it, and what he's doing. So that if I wanted to, I could literally go and get those supplies, watch those shows, and do it myself, and everybody could. And it was always encouraging. His personality was, because he was always saying like, hey, you know, everybody has artist talent inside of them. You know, you just have to give the time and the practice and have that kind of encouragement. You need to have the encouragement from others and you have to believe in yourself. And, you know, his demeanor when it came to, hey, we don't make mistakes, we just have happy accidents. That's so stress relieving, because when we're ever doing anything, we always think like, oh, I don't want to mess up. I don't want to embarrass myself. And he just was like always pro accidents, pro mistakes, because he knew, like most wise people, that that's where the lessons are. And it's, you know, it's all about just having fun, the experience. So it's not like you can't fix it, you can't do anything to improve next time, and to always be looking to improve each and every time you sat down to do it. So, you know, the man was straight up amazing, and I want to tell you guys more about him as far as my personal feelings and opinions about Bob Ross, but we will do that after this quick break. I want you guys to hear about another podcast that I feel like you should check out, and when that's done, we'll close out this episode, and yeah, so enjoy this and check out this podcast, and I'll talk to you guys after the break.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, Maddie.
Do you like horror movies?
I sure do.
Well, did you know that most horror movies are inspired by real-life horror?
Really? Like what?
Well, take The Shining, for instance. That's based on Stephen King's real-life addictions, or The Purge, which could be our country any minute now.
Oh, and The Strangers, which is based on a real-life murder. People should be talking about these things.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Producer
Michael. Michael, hi.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but somebody already is. It's you.
That's right. We are Frygay the 13th, the podcast where we talk about horror in real life and horror in media, all from an LGBTQ perspective.
Because we gay, y'all.
We are proud members of the Legion Podcast Network, and we can be found on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, or wherever your favorite podcasts are found.
And follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Come along with us on this crazy journey, and as always,
get slayed.
That's the name of the game. It's enjoying. You really ought to enjoy what you do in life. If you do, then you'll do a good job. And I certainly enjoy what I'm doing. I spend half my life doing somebody else's thing. Painting should make you happy. It does nothing else. It should make you happy. And if it doesn't make you happy, you're doing the wrong thing. Because it's fun. And if you can do things all of your life that make you happy, needless to say, you're going to be a happy person. And you know, when you buy your first tube of paint, you get an artist's license. And that license says you can do anything that makes you happy.
And welcome back to the episode here at Wonder Soul. I hope you guys go check out that podcast that you just heard the promo for. And you can actually earn money by listening to them and Wonder Soul if you listen to podcasts on an app called Podcoin. Podcoin, it's free. All you need is a smartphone, and you can download the app from the App Store and Play Store, either on your iOS or Android devices. And if you use Podcoin, use the promo code WonderSoul and you'll get some extra Podcoinies. And that way you can either donate to charity or you can save up for Amazon gift cards and so much more. So download Podcoin today. Anyways, back to this episode. And to wrap up everything, why do a random episode on Bob Ross? If you haven't already been able to tell, here at Wonder Soul, there's a lot of variety, and a lot of these episodes come up after just, you know, being inspired by whatever it is that is going on in life or whatever I'm interested in at that time. So as much as I love consistency, when there's something that just pulls me in, I want to talk about it. So I have been sort of stressed out with different things. Like all of us, we have so many different things going on in life and different issues and problems that occur. And I have found peace and relaxation by listening to The Joy Painting, by watching Bob Ross paint. And that might sound odd. I know there's a lot about ASMR and him being such a soothing, soft-spoken person, where that is true, but it's also his perspective and wisdom in life. As much as he's teaching you how to paint, he's also telling you it's okay to make mistakes. He's also telling you to try things and experiment and to do what you love. And I am a sucker for that. I am a firm believer that, you know, this life is short and that you should be able to enjoy it any way that you feel is possible. And if you put in enough time and effort and practice, then you can do whatever you want to. And so to learn more about this man and his journey in becoming who we all know and love was very interesting, and it just perked my curiosity. So I wanted to make sure that I took time this week, watched and learned and studied about the man. And even though he was a very private person, I felt that any information would be useful information. And so I'm curious to hear back from you guys. If you know more about Bob Ross, to let me know some things so I can let listeners know more about this man and what he's done and the impact. And actually, if you would like to, if you're a painter or if anything that Bob Ross has done or said has motivated you or inspired you to try something, let me know. I want to hear about that, because I think people like Bob Ross are rare. I really truly do. I feel like when they are rare and great like that, they attract and pull people towards them, and they have a ripple effect that goes on way beyond after they pass away. And unfortunately, Bob Ross isn't alive today to see the impact of his works, but I'm pretty sure that while he was here on Earth, he enjoyed what he did. He loved helping out people, animals, and just being alive. And his tidbits and things that he talks about go way beyond just painting. And that's where I can sit down, listen, and watch him paint. And even though I'm not going to pick up a paintbrush, and I won't ever say never, but there's still this, man, I want to try something. I want to create. I want to make something that brings joy in whatever way that I can. And I hope that he does the same for you and so many others, because it was all about this one-on-one experience. And I think that's actually something that's very hard to capture in today's world, where we're all so connected. you don't really get too many one-on-one interactions and experiences. And I think everything he did was very genuine. You can tell that he's a very soft-spoken, gentle person who cares about nature, who cares about animals and wildlife. And he was never above anything, you know. And for that, you know, I just wanted to say thank you, Bob Ross, for impacting everybody who's encountered you. And if you haven't watched a single episode of Joy of Painting, please get on YouTube, subscribe to the Bob Ross channel. If you are familiar with Twitch, get on there and follow the Wonder Soul, obviously. Selfish plug, sorry. But also, every weekend, there's a marathon. And you can sit there and you can watch Bob Ross paint. And you can watch him do that with, like, I think this weekend I saw at some points 2,000 to 3,000 other people in the chat. That's a crazy impact. That's a crazy experience. I'm telling you, it's very unique. And it's just fun to see how people react and everybody's, you know, thoughts and feelings on what that man has done. So that's where we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you for listening to this episode. I definitely appreciate your support. Before I go, I would like to shout out the current Patreon subscribers. And those beautiful, awesome people are Cindy, Dumb Fancy Dinosaurs. Thank you. Thank you. Home Video Hustle. Thank you. James, I appreciate it. For your reference, Paw Curls, I appreciate you. Tyler, thank you so much. And Uncle Mike's World, I appreciate all your guys' support. Trust me, it means the world to me. I have so many ideas that I would like to take this podcast and this platform. And because of your support, I get closer and closer to achieving those dreams. And yeah, honestly, I tried to do something completely different with this episode and ended up not really coming out the way I wanted it to. So instead of just putting something out, I withdrew that, and I'm going to save that for later. So, but it is because of everybody's support, Patreon subscribers or not, that I'm able to do these episodes and be motivated and inspired to keep trying new ideas and new topics like Bob Ross. So if you're not familiar with Bob Ross, I hope that after you heard this episode that you're curious and you want to go check him out. And if you have already watched an episode of The Joy Painting or anything like that, let me know what your thoughts are on the man and the legacy that he's left behind and the way he's still making an impact in pop culture today. So until the next time we get to sit down and enjoy a conversation together, I can't wait to talk to you in the next episode of Wonder Soul. Do good and take care.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Wonder Soul. Connect with Wonder Soul by following the podcast on social media. If you would like to support Wonder Soul, please rate, review, and share the podcast and this episode. Until the next time we meet, goodbye.
And that just about finishes this one up. So, I think we'll call that one done. From all of us here, happy painting. God bless.